Yo, yo.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Bobby Talking-ish podcast, episode number 6. We've been away for a little while, of course, but we are back and in full effect with the podcast. So you guys can enjoy us talking all of our shit, because that's what we love to do. 2020 is a very funny year, but some things don't change. As far as the Yankees being great and the Mets sucking like usual. I know my friend on the other side of things doesn't agree with that, but let's get started real quick. I am your man, Bobby. On the other side of things is, of course, as always, your man-ish. What's going on with your Mets, bro, and how you feel?
How you doing, G? Everything is great, man. Fam is good. Hope everybody out there is doing well. Peace and blessings to all. As for my Mets, yeah, typical Mets shit, man. We always got to stink up the shit, you know what I mean? But I give y'all props, you know, y'all doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? But I would say it's a long season, but in all actuality, it's a short season. So things could turn real ugly fast, and right now, to be honest with you, they're unwatchable right now. They're about to start getting that Knicks treatment. You know what I mean? And shout out to the Knicks, though. They got Todd Thibodeau. That's the dude right there, too. You know what I mean? That's my guy.
That's a good hire.
You know what I mean? Yep. I was hoping to get him because, you know, they got history together, you know? West and them, they go way back. So, but not to fall off topic, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad sports is back, you know. Obviously, we still got to stay on point, though. This COVID shit is still serious out there, especially for Florida, Texas, California. Gotta pay attention, man. Y'all some other shit out there, B. Like, they just making them numbers crazy right now with the irresponsible maneuvers they doing, you know. So, but I am happy that we got sports. And what you think about that?
I mean, listen. I'm in love again, bro. I'm in love again. You know, I got baseball, I got basketball, and I got hockey. So give me all three of those at one time.
Don't forget boxing.
Oh, boxing too. Yes. And of course, Iron Mike Tyson will be fighting your man, Roy Jones Jr. Wow. In September, which is wild to me. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to pay pay-per-view for that shit. I'm telling you.
Hell no, B. We're doing that fire stick.
I'm going to try to hotbox it somehow. I'm going to try to rob it somehow. You know what I mean?
Easy. That's easy to do, Pop. We're not robbing nothing. We're going to pay for it legitly.
What I mean by that is I'll go to the bodega and I'll watch it in the bodega somewhere. You know what I mean? So I'll play some dominoes, go to the bodega and figure it out somehow. You know what I mean? But listen. We got MMA back. We got basketball back. Baseball, hockey, all of that stuff is back in full effect. And I am so, so happy. You know what I mean? My Yankees are doing great. I watch it. It's weird. It's very weird with these virtual fans and cardboard cutouts and stuff like that. You know, it's weird, but it's baseball, man. It's competitive baseball. And basketball is back too. Basketball fell off as one of my top things. I don't really watch those things, basketball anymore like that. You know, back once the Knicks traded Ewing, I stopped watching basketball, bro. I'm telling you,
yeah,
straight up and down.
Wow, you're a throwback. You're a throwback,
dude. Yo, listen, I want some defense. Play some defense. That's what I want. I'm a defensive kind of guy, bro. You know what I mean? I'm a linebacker from heart. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, check me out. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Listen, hand check a dude, and I'll watch it again. You know, don't come down my lane, and I'll watch basketball again. But I watch hockey, and I watch the Rangers and the Hurricanes today. I watch the playoff game or the qualifying game, you know, the play-in. And dudes were punching themselves in the face.
Yeah, now that hockey's serious. It's amazing. Hockey's serious,
huh? It was amazing, bro. It was amazing. But I got to tell you like this. I would put any hockey player. I don't care if he's a forward, a center, a defenseman. I don't care where he plays. I would put him against any other type of athlete in the world, and the hockey player would win. What do you think?
Nah, those hockey players, bro, they fight on skates, G. Just imagine, fam, they ain't got no skates, yo. Nah, they're a different breed. They're a different breed,
if you put a dude in sneakers, if you put a dude in sneakers from hockey, you put a dude in sneakers, you put him on the street, right? Box one up. Let's go. Shoot the five real quick. Let's shoot the five real quick, man. This guy will dance around you. He will dance around you. You know what I mean? And four or five jabs.
And he won't get tired. He won't get tired.
He won't get tired either. You know what I'm saying? That's my
thing. You're skating back and forth, definitely that's endurance right there, fam. That's stamina.
Bro, how do you get leverage off of a skate? You know what I'm saying? Like get that leg leverage and throw that right hook bomb. And then boom, he knocked out. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, you got
it. And they're already missing teeth, so they bought it.
Yo, their faces is ugly, bro. You know what I mean? Like
you got some that I, you know what I mean? That, you know.
I mean,
anybody that's a star, you already know the goons got their back. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody gonna mess with Crosby because
that's their job.
One of the goons will come out and take care of his work. You know what I mean? And it'll be light work too.
I agree with you 100%. But in that contract, it says, "Listen, the reason why we're gonna sign you right now is because you're gonna protect Sidney Crosby, or Ovechkin. But even though Ovechkin is a beast in."
He's a monster, bro. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's closer to 40.
Yo, that dude is a freak of nature.
Nah, no, G. He's a different breed, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, listen, I'll put him in the ring with Mike Tyson. I really would. These hockey dudes don't play, bro.
I don't know. That might be taking it. You picked the wrong guy, though. I don't know, Tyson. Tyson will probably lay him out, son.
You know what? That's your second thought. Yeah, Mike Tyson will. Yeah,
it's a different. If you say like, I don't want to take no shot at nobody, but let's just say like Will Smith, it's over. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking no shots at Will Smith. You know he's a legend. I salute the brother. You know what I'm saying? But
did you bring him up?
I don't know, man. You know, I didn't want to go up against Tyson. That'd be a mistake. You know what I mean? Tyson right now. He got that itch, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how he's going to – I don't know how long he's going to last, you know what I'm saying? With the speed and all that. But I can tell you the first three rounds, he's probably going to go ham.
So who you got? Mike, Iron Mike, Mike Tyson, or Roy Jones? Who you got?
Yeah, they both had great, great careers. But when Tyson was in his prime, there was nobody bigger than Tyson in my world because, yo, he was just it, B. From Brooklyn, too? Come on, man. Stop it, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. You know, his life took a turn for the worse. He started doing drugs, and he got a little bit out of character once Castamato died and all that. But he still had a great, great career. You know what I mean? Roy Jones, he ain't no slouch. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did his thing, too. But I do know that Roy Jones' chin was always suspect. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, Antonio Tarver caught him, right?
Caught him.
Rocked him out. You know what I mean? And listen, I think the heaviest he got was cruiserweight, right? Or cruiserweight or light heavyweight, right?
Yeah, he got light heavyweight. He went to light heavyweight. And yeah. I don't think he lasted there too long because those punches come a little bit heavier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And the weight you put on, you get slower. You know what I'm saying? You get lower.
But they're gonna use like 20-ounce gloves, though. Yo, they OD'ing.
Is that what it is? I didn't see that. Really?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they're going to use the heaviest gloves or something. I don't know, for protection or something. But
I mean, listen.
It's supposed to be for charity. So, you know, I don't think that you're going to go and you're going to get like a Rocky Balboa fight. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, those are two names and we had no sports for so long that people will pay to watch this shit.
But what I'm saying to you is, all right, these guys, you know, they're both in their 50s, right? Tyson 53, I think it is.
Yep.
And Roy Jones maybe 51.
Yep.
Yo, but once them punches start coming, these guys are going to start, you know, moving around and throwing back. So So it's not going to be your typical exhibition match. I think once guys get touched, it's going to be one of these things where, okay, oh, shit, okay, you just punched me in the mouth. Okay, now we for real. Boom.
Nah, you might get, I don't think you're going to get, I don't think you're going to get the whole round like that, but you're going to get spurts where they're going to go at it. But I think they both, before this shit pop off, I know they're going to have a conversation and be like, yo, if I'm getting too crazy, you know what I'm saying? Give me a wink or something, because nobody wants to get hurt, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
You know, I think it's going to be more of a, you know, show them what they could do. And, you know, they just named, maybe help out the sport a little bit, because I'm not going to front. The sport's been taking a hit in the heavyweight since, I think, what, since Tyson left? Because any other one after that, they didn't really hold that title that long.
I mean, you're right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what? Wilder, you saw how long Wilder had the title. They put him to sleep quick.
And he's making an excuse now. So, I mean, you know, what he's doing is not, it's not good for the sport, what he's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's not owning up to what, to his loss. So, what's going to happen is that once he owns up to it, he's not going to get the fight again. You know, people aren't going to, you know, he's not the, what do you call it?
The main attraction.
The main attraction, exactly. That's what it is.
You know, don't get me wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, the kid, if he gets his put in the work, he can have a nice little career. But one thing he has to stop doing, he needs to stop popping off at the mouth, yo. Because all you do is light the other fighter up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put the battery on his back, and they trying to lay you out, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you could just stay focused and just fight, you know, like, he's always going for the knockout too. That's his problem. He's not a complete boxer, you know.
Well, that's the problem. He's not a boxer. He just wants to land that one shot Dillinger,
yeah.
And that's it. And you can't do that. You got to be able to box, man. This is, you know, this is the art of boxing.
Not even to go off topic. Who you thought was the best fighter, boxer, complete best fighter that you thought you saw? You could go back to the Stone Age, or you could keep it up as to what you have seen. You know what I mean? What you think?
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm going to throw you a curveball right now. I'm through a curveball. Because this guy does not get enough credit for what he does, bro. I'm going to tell you, James Lights Out Tony.
Okay. I used to like, he was one of my favorites back then. He was a fighter.
This dude got defense. His shoulder roll is ridiculous. His jab is off the chart, and his power and his pinpoint accuracy is crazy too. And he doesn't get his just. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. But
if you want to go back, even further, I mean, we can go back, you know, to the obviously, you know, the obvious guys, you know, Rocky Marciano, you know, all them guys, man. Back in those days, you can go back to that, you know. But for some guy who is off the chart that doesn't get his due just is James Toney, bro. You know, that guy's sick, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah.
And he went up, he fought in like four different classes, four different weights. You know what I mean? So
yeah, he's
no joke. Bro. He ain't no joke.
Yeah, I remember he was the truth. If I'm not mistaken, I think he put it on Roy Jones too. I think.
I was just going to say that.
He made Roy Jones. I think when Roy Jones went up in weight, he tried to go against Tony. I think Tony laid him out,
That was his toughest opponent there. That was the toughest fight Roy Jones ever been in before he got knocked out by what's his name? By Tarver.
Nah, for me, I would say there was a lot of great boxers. Salute to all of them. They all real good. But one that stood out was Sugar Ray, man. When Sugar Ray Leonard was, it's just, he just moved right, man. His combos, he knew every time before, if you ever saw him fight, before the round was up, he always stole the round, man. He was just mad smart with it, man.
I was going to say he was mad smart. And he was quick, and he was efficient, and he was smart too, like you said. But now you say Sugar Ray Leonard, so now I'm going to go to his rival.
Tommy Hearns?
Marvin Hagler.
Okay. Marvin Hagler was a monster. Marvin Hagler is just like Tony. He don't get his just due either.
Word up.
You know what I mean?
Straight
and
up.
Marvin Hagler right. fought the best. He fought against Durant. He fought against all those guys.
Mano de Piedras, bro. That was him. Yo, Roberto Durant, too. He was...
Nah, he was a...
He was no joke.
Nah, he was a stud. He was a stud. He was a stud. Obviously, you know, when he fought Sugar Ray, it was a different story. But Sugar Ray made a lot of people look like that. You know what I mean?
Of course. Of course. Of course, man. I mean, Sugar Ray did a lot of... I mean, Thomas Hearns, like you said, Thomas Hearns... You had so many guys back in that day that were great at what they did that don't get their due justice.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, everybody, I'm not going to front. You know, everybody always salute the Mayweather. Great career. You know, he's one of the best, too. You know, you can't forget him. But Sugar Ray, the difference between them two, for me, Sugar Ray fought everybody in their prime. Mayweather waited till they got old. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't fight none of them on their prime. Probably the only one that he did was Cotto, and he effed up Cotto. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was like the only one, because when De La Hoya touched him early on, you know what I'm saying? Zab Judah actually stunned him in that first two rounds. You know, that was a shock to me, you know?
Yo, do you remember when Zab Judah fought Kasuzu? Do you remember Zab Judah walking on his ankles?
Yeah, man. I was actually scared for him that day. You know, I was hoping he didn't get hurt, like, you know. Kasuzu should drop them bombs, kid. That's the guy when he had that tail, remember? He had that long hair tail. Yo, he was a monster too, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Salute to all those boxers, man.
But with stupid power. Stupid power.
Yeah, nah, that's facts.
You got crazy, crazy guys in boxing, man. You got Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah.
The original Sugar Ray. The original.
The original.
You know, you got Joe Louis. You got Rocky Marciano. You got, you know, Jack Dempsey. You got Julio Chavez. You know what I mean? You got Willie Pep. Guys that we never saw fight.
Yeah.
But the guys who are legends, bro. You know, legends, bro. You got Joe Frazier, Jack Johnson, the first black guy, the first African American to win a title. Back in like 18 something, bro.
Yo, you know so I mean? Why you think we both left Muhammad Ali out, and Muhammad Ali was like a legend?
Well, that goes without saying. We don't have to say Muhammad Ali because everyone knows Muhammad Ali is Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
No, so we don't got to say Muhammad Ali. He's there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you speak about boxing, that's one of those unwritten codes where Muhammad Ali doesn't need to be spoken about because he's already in the talk, in the conversation.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You know, but so it goes like this. It goes, okay, you asked me the question. All right, who's one of my greatest fighters? I say, okay. All right, so I know Muhammad Ali is there, but it goes everyone beyond Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that's almost a given. Like, everybody know Muhammad Ali. We were trying to share the spotlight to those that don't get the shine.
Exactly, bro, exactly. And that's what it is. I mean, you can go up and down, you know, up and down. Like, these hard hitters, you know, I forgot his name, and I can't think of his name, but he's from Brooklyn. Jamaican dude, he was... just knocking dudes out left and right every fight. Boom, 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 boom. 1, 2, 3. And I can't think of his name, and it's bothering me so much right now. If people are listening right now.
Azuma Nelson?
No, not him. Not him. He's but I know who you're talking about. But I'm talking about the dude with the flat top. He had a flat top back in the day.
Oh, you talk about Frank Randall?
No, not him.
He was the first one to put it on Chavez, yo. You know what I mean? When he went,
he was a middleweight, if I'm correct, he was a middleweight. So if anyone listening to us right now, you know, hit us up, and let us know who we're talking about.
Word, yo, we lit on Facebook, IG, Twitter, Bobby Talker-ish. Send us a tag, questions, answers, suggestions,
topics.
We're here for it all, man. You know, we're here for the people, man. We for the people.
He used to wear gold trunks. He used to wear gold trunks with red lining on the side of it. And he was around the time, the late 80s, early 90s, mid 90s. And his dude was just, I mean, he was a beast, bro.
Was it Meldrick Taylor?
No. He was Chavez's weight class.
Yeah, that shit's throwing me off.
Bad for that guy. I feel bad for Meldrick Taylor, bro. I feel bad for
that him. That was the worst decision of his life, the last 30 seconds of that fight. He had that fight won against Chavez.
That was hard.
And Chavez just laid him out with like 30 seconds left. Like it was like 10 seconds left. And when Chavez just did the unthinkable and just laid him out, son. That's when Chavez era was born.
Well, no, I mean, he was there.
No, but he was fighting every week against cab drivers, man. You know what I mean? That don't count. He got 100 some wins, bro. Come on. How many fights he fought, man? You know what I'm saying? Every time he fought against a good one, don't get me wrong, he almost won almost all of them. But down the stretch, as he got older, obviously, you know, the guys got to him, like Randall, a lot of other guys got close to him, you know. But Chavez is still a legend, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
He's a legend. I can't say that about his son. His son's a good fighter, but he's nothing like his father.
But he ain't there.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, I had the pleasure of hanging out and meeting with your compa, you know, the Hector Macho Camacho, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, salute, man. Rest in peace, man. He was one of my faves too back then, too. Flashy as they come, and he was nice with it, man. You know, obviously, you know, drugs short his career, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but hey, man, listen, he was real deal.
I'm not gonna front. Like, he used to sell the cards, man. Like, them pay-per-view sell cards, he used to sell them out, man. He was like a draw. Like, people wanted to see him. Don't get me wrong. He was arrogant, but the kick of fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was quick with it. You know what I mean?
Fought the best, bro. He fought the best of the best.
He fought the best of the best.
You know what I mean? He fought, you know, back in those days, I think he fought Buddy McGirt. He fought Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom Boom Mancini was serious, too, back then, bro.
Yeah, he fought, you know, he fought a lot of guys, man, you know. And the funny thing is, right now is a full moon.
I can see it too. I can see it. It looks beautiful, man. Yeah. It looks beautiful, man. And,
you know, it's one of them things. You know, right now we're back on it again on a full moon
night. And we talking boxing heavy too. So all the boxing lovers is probably open right now. But yo, we almost missed the question for now. Who's your favorite boxer right now to watch? We went with back then, like we talk about right now.
Favorite boxer to watch right now?
Yeah.
That's a good question, bro. That's a really good question.
I actually have two.
You know what? You go first.
Go ahead. I like Lomachenko.
Lomachenko
is a monster, yo. People are dodging him.
Yo, La Machina. La Machina.
They dodging him. People are scared. Yep. You saw...
The machine,
he put guys on early retirement. And the other one I like, mad respect, is Terrence Crawford. I think he's the most complete fighter out of all the young guys right now.
You know what? I agree with you 1,000% on those two.
Right?
Yep.
It's like when you watch them fight, you know they're about their business. Like, you know, their defense is up to par. Yeah. You know, obviously Lomachenko's more of a slugger. You know, he'll go battle with you. But Terrence Crawford, he just doesn't get hit much, man. You know, and it almost looks boring, but that's not his fault. This defense creates the offense. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, but that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go up what you just said about Lomachenko. Lomachenko doesn't get hit much, even though he got knocked down.
That last fight was a tough one for him.
Like 2 fights ago, but that was bullshit. But his training is sick because he uses his boxing like you would use like jiu-jitsu. You know what I mean? Like, you would use your body weight against your opponent. You would use his body weight against your opponent. So, it's okay. So, I'm going to move here. I'm going to move this way. And this guy's going to go this way because I know what he's going to do. So, I'm going to make him fall down. But in boxing, I'm going to move to my left. I'm going to shoot him with a body jab. And I'm going to come over the top. And boom, and knock him out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Lomachenko knows He plays chess. He plays chess, and that's what it is. And his training, I don't know if you've seen how he trains, bro. His training is
it's vigorous. It's vigorous, bro.
It's correct. Yo, dude, it's above anything else.
Yeah, nah, he takes it to the next level. But that's why boxing is easy for him.
Yeah. Because
he puts his body through all that tough.
And what's cool is that, his father is his corner man.
That's what's up. You know, that's cool right there.
That's like, bro, his father is like, yeah, listen, this is what we're going to do. And that's when you know, like, listen, all right, I'm getting beaten around, whatever. And I got some bullshit dude in my ear telling me some shit, whatever it is. But if I got my father in my ear and telling me like, yo, let's go, bro, let's go, let's go, let's go. That's my next level. That's where I, okay, let's go, let's do it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. It's always a different chemistry when it's your dad, you know what I mean?
Of course, dude, of course.
You know his words, his words will hit you harder, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like having my father slap me in the face. Let's go. You better wake the fuck
that,
up.
That was Felix Trinidad shit. His father used to snuff him. I used to love that shit, yo, bro.
That's Danny Garcia.
Yeah, that, yo, Trinidad was another one too, B. Trinidad, yo, he might not have the best chin. He might not have the best chin, man. But when he used to get up, bro, he used to F guys up, yo.
Yo, Tito was a great boxer, bro. He was a great boxer, man.
Nah, he was good, man. He was really good, bro.
And not for nothing, too. People hate on this guy. But, yo, De La Hoya. De La Hoya was a great boxer,
too. De La Hoya is one of the best, man. De La Hoya is one of the best, bro. People say that, you know, that Trinidad fight could have went either way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't. If you're running the last four rounds, the judges are going to see that. You understand?
That's where I was going.
You know what I mean? He had the fight won. Like, he won, like, most of the fight. Like, I think 8 or 10 rounds, he won easily. But those last four rounds, he ran out of gas. And he just became he was backpedaling way too much, man,
yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But, yo, that was a beautiful fight, man. That was a great fight. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. We celebrated. I think it was a big party that night. You know, PR was lit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it was PR. It was PR as Mexico. That's just how it goes. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to even front. Smash salute to Mexico because they stay having the best fighters too, you know? You know what I'm saying? They always get the best fighters, you know? God, you got Canelo right now. You got a few other dudes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Canelo ain't really fight nobody big, you know what I mean? So he ain't really doing much right now.
Mayweather, ever since he fought Mayweather, when he fought Mayweather, he just noticed that he can't fight with a boxer. Yo, a boxer will run on him and hit him to death, you know what I mean? He needs a slugger.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when he fought Cotto, I was rooting for Cotto, to be honest with you.
Fought Cotto like 5 years too late. Like Cotto was already old already, you know. If you would have fought Cotto when he first got in, like early on, Cotto would have destroyed him, man. Cotto's body shots are legendary, man. And nobody went to the body like Cotto used to go to the body, my man. When he used to drop, unload, yo, people used to just go down, yo.
I agree with you 100%, man. I agree with you. Cotto was real deal.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how does the dude go a full 12 rounds getting punched in the face illegally where his opponent has his gloves plastered?
Yeah, that's your boy Margarito. Your boy Margarito.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I saw that, and I was like, yo, this guy, man, I'm like, I got newfound respect for this guy right here. You know what I mean? Like, this guy is legit tough.
Yeah, nah, but yo, he didn't make no excuses about it. But yo, it had to take cinder blocks in them gloves to fuck him up, son. If he would have had regular gloves, he would have killed them.
But he kept going. That's my point. He kept going.
You gotta give salute to that shit.
And what it was, yo, when those casts get hard like that, bro, it's like cement.
Yeah, facts.
It's like cement. You know what I mean? And this dude was bloodied and cut. And everything else, man, and he just kept coming up.
I think they fought again, and he beat him in the rematch.
He killed him.
I think he broke his face. He broke his eye or something like that.
Cotto showed no mercy and just destroyed, dude. And I fucking loved it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if you want to cheat, it's like the fucking Astros. Joe Kelly right now.
Let's touch on that. That's what I want to get on.
Joe Kelly throwing at dudes, that's cool with me. That's fine with me.
I'm saying.
But at the same time, don't guard the guy's head.
Yeah.
You know, with 100 miles an hour, hit him in the ass, hit him in the ass, hit him in the legs, hit him in the back, whatever it is. But don't go at a guy's head, bro. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah, but these pitchers are brave now. They got DHs. They ain't got a hit no more. So they brave right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? But look, one thing I don't like, man, the Dodgers got to stop crying, man. Who said they would have won if they didn't cheat? They can't hit for their life, bro, in the playoffs. Go check all their numbers. They all bat 200. The pitcher Kershaw in the playoffs, he's batting practice, my man. So I don't want to hear these guys talking. Like, the only thing that they do, they spend money like the Yankees. They OD. They the Yankees of the National League.
Whoa, 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 who
How much did y'all spend in 3 years? How much did y'all spend? Y'all spent almost $1 billion, my man. $500 million on like 3 players. Don't tell me that y'all don't get players.
Not three.
How much I gave Gerrit Cole, man? Y'all just gave him $400 million, right? What y'all gonna? What Judge is gonna get? Judge is gonna get like another $200 million. Same thing the Dodgers is doing.
Allow the sale to go down to Cohen, and let him buy everybody.
No, I don't want him to do that. That's one thing about me. All he has to do is get the right people in there. That's all. They are horrible, and you know what I'm saying. And trust me, they horrible. But if Cohen gets in there, you just got to get the right people in there, man. You know what I'm saying? Not Crew Love, because that's your man, same nationality.
Answer your question. Who you want about a team? You want Cohen or J-Rod?
Nah, I don't want none of A-Rod, nothing with A-Rod. He wore the pinstripes, F him. I don't want him nothing with the Yank, the Mets, straight up.
Gotcha.
Straight up. And he's juiced out too. That's another thing. Y'all the juice team. Y'all always the juice head, so... I ain't even going to get on that. I don't want him. I want Cohen. Right. Cohen is the dude. You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. Cohen ain't going to get there. He's going to deliver right away. Like, it's going to take time. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have to clean house.
By the team. They're all trying to find a way to not allow him to buy the team.
Yeah, because he's a beast. That's why.
And it'll be a problem for the Mets. The Mets need to sell the team to him. He doesn't want SNY. But he said, listen, I'll throw in some money. Why not? For SNY, too. But I don't need SNY. Because you know what he's going to do? He's got that much money. He'll buy the team and make his own fucking, you know, his own TV station, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Nah. He's – hopefully, they're going to sell it by the end of the year because they're just going to lose value. Every year it's going to lose value because of this COVID shit.
You better hurry up. And you better hope it's to the right person.
But I'm not going to front. There's like a list of people, though. I think that the devil owners want to get in on it.
You don't want them. You don't want them, though, because they're only about real estate. That's only the reason why they want to buy the business.
Oh, so they probably want to build around there, right? Malls and shit?
Yeah. I mean, listen, around that area.
Swamp. That shit is like, it's like car shops, right?
It's industrial. Yeah. It's nothing but land, bro. You know what I mean? So they want to buy the team because they own the Devils, the Phillies, not the Phillies, the Flyers, and somebody else. I think it is. I forgot who it was. But they just want the Mets because they just want to build buildings, and that's it. You don't want that because all that's going to happen is that they'll buy the Mets, okay, and you're going to stay with the same freaking team that you got right now.
Wow.
You don't want them guys, bro. You don't want them guys because they're all about real estate and putting money in their pocket. Nothing else. Because look at the Devils and look at the Flyers. It's the same thing. Those two franchises are going through the same thing. They're stagnant. They're going to be the same team for however long until they get sold. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, I'm not a Mets fan, but I want Cohen to buy the Mets because this guy is a billionaire. But I would love to see, you know what I mean? My dark horse for the Mets right now would be Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Jeff Bezos, he could buy any team
this
he wants. Yo,
this guy made, I think it was $13 billion in one Sunday.
I read that shit too, man.
And I was like, holy shit. Yo, this guy can buy the Mets, the Yankees, the Knicks, the Rangers, whoever.
He can buy all New York teams.
Yeah. So you want that guy. That's the guy you want.
Everything's going to say Amazon, nigga.
Hey, who cares, bro?
Amazon Stadium. It's not City no more, son.
Put a winning product in the field, I'm good with it.
True. The problem is, see, with these owners sometimes, after a while when they start losing but they're making money, they happy with that. You see what I'm saying? And we need owners that give a shit. Like, they actually fans. You know what I mean? Cohen is a Mets fan back then, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But he's from Long Island.
The reason why I really want him, bro, because he ain't no goody two-shoe either, fam. My man got a little corrupt history. You know what I mean? And
he's crooked,
his man that didn't snitch him out, he came home to like 200 mil. Thank you. Thank you for not snitching, fam, because he did a lot of illegal stock trades and shit. That's how he got paid. But I ain't trying to show shade. You know that show Billions? That show Billions is based on Cohen, bro. And Billions is my show, bro. Like, he is gangster. And if that's how my owner's going to be, let's go, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? What I would like for him to do is clean house. In-house, you know what I mean? Like, don't go out and get all the best players right away.
You know what I mean?
Get yourself a coach. Get yourself decent medical staff.
Get a farm system. Get a farm system first. You know what I mean? Your farm system is, like, where are they ranked? I don't even know.
We're not good.
Not in the map. They're not in the map.
Yeah, we're not good, bro.
Listen. Talk all your shit about the Yankees, man, but...
Nah, I need that respect, though, man. I talk a lot of shit, but I salute y'all. Y'all doing things right.
I'm going to go back. Look, I'm going to go back to Gene Stick Michael. He's the one that started this whole farm system rebuild.
Yeah.
Then it became, you know, it was him, it was Bob Watson, and then it became, you know, Brian Cashman. And Brian Cashman... This dude is a magician. I don't know how he does what he does, man, but our farm system is stacked.
Nah, y'all stacked, yo.
It's top five, bro. It's top five.
Nah, y'all stacked, yo.
It's like, yo, bro, like, all right, yo, salute to Cashman, bro.
He's crazy, bro. When you flip Chapman and come back with Torres and then get Chapman the next year, you ain't gotta say no more, man.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Torres is a stud, bro. Like,
yo, bro is batting. Yo, he's batting third right now.
No, B. He was the reason why they shipped Didi, and Didi was a stud.
You see. It's like, okay, I was sad to see that happen, but I'm like, you know what? I get it. Because the Yankees they're so deep that it's okay. We can let Didi go. A guy who hit 23 home runs and had, you know, 85 RBIs a year, you know, and batted 200,
He came in to replace Jeter. Well, that's not the easiest thing to do, and he did that shit easily.
Yo, listen, man. Yo, Didi, I give him all the props in the world for doing what he did, man. You know, because he came in, like you said, he came in seamlessly and replaced number two. You know what I mean? So it was like, okay, fine. G to who? Yeah. You know, and it was like when Tino came in and replaced Mattingly. And it was like, oh, okay. I mean, Mattingly, listen, I see him at the home run in 95, you know, against Seattle, and you know, in that playoff game.
Yeah, that's probably his biggest moment.
When the Bronx was rocking, bro, I watched that to this day, and I still cry, bro. I cry. I ain't even lying to you. I cry for that because Mattingly was my man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, to see him do that, it's like, oh, my God. But for Tino to come in and say, listen, I'm going to hit 275. and hit 35 and drive in 100 and play Gold Glove first base.
Word.
I'm good money. I'm like, yeah, boy, that's what it is. That's
and I think I got him for peanuts, too.
You say
I
what?
I got him for peanuts. I don't think I gave Tino that much money.
I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. I mean, you know, it was millions, of course. It was me, you know, millions, but it wasn't what he would get right now if it was, you know, this time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, listen, man, you know, sports are
That's
back.
Good, man. We got sports shit to back. Talk about, man. You know what I'm saying?
Happy.
This episode is brought to you by Bobby Talker-ish. You can listen to us on Anchor. If you want the sounds, if y'all want the acapella, y'all can hear us any other spot, too. You heard?
Yeah, we on Spotify, other platforms.
Breaker, Pocket Cast.
Yeah, just come and check us out. You know, hit us up on Instagram, on Facebook. You know, if you guys like what we talk about, if you guys got some answers. Matter of fact, if you can figure out who I'm talking about, that Jamaican boxer, the hard knocker. You know what I mean?
Nigerian train?
No, he's from Jamaica, man. It's bothering the hell out of me. I can't remember his name. But I'm hoping people would tell me who it is. Maybe I'll look it up later, and I'll see who it is, and I'll put it in, you know, I'll put it back into the, you know, in the description.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description, or we'll throw it in one of our social pages with his face. Show him some love.
But listen, yo, everybody, we're on, in like we said, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. Hit us up on Spotify for the acapella version. Hit us up on anchor.fm with some music behind everything. And let us know what you think. You know, we appreciate you guys checking in, hanging with us. I hope everyone's safe. And, you know, this is episode number 6, Bobby Talking-ish. You know, we see you next time for episode number 7. You guys something to say,
yes,
bro?
Yes, sir. I would like to say, everybody, please, man, mask on. Make sure y'all stay safe out there, social distant with each other. You know what I mean? And, you know, stay safe out there, man. Peace and blessings to all, and tune in, man, for next episode. You're
all right, everyone. Until next time, we will catch you on a rebound. This has been Bobby Talking-ish, episode number 6. Until next time,
bless up, peace. Bless up.